Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's coming up on 850, and sitting in for Dave Dickey on the pre-opening commodity market report this morning is Tom Rogers. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jake. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest direct hog prices today are expected to be mostly steady, but the market is carrying some mixed undertones as well. Analyst and livestock dealer said some plants may test the market with lower bids now that the majority of the business of the Memorial Day holiday has been completed. The balance of the orders will need to be shipped by this weekend to reach the warehouses and stores in time before the holiday promotions break, according to those analysts. Peoria called steady today, the top price $51. They say demand is uncertain heading into the weekend, but with prices at a discount to the West, the market should hold. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, May 14th, yesterday, negotiated swine purchases were 16,441. For the base market hog at 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 71 even to 83.11. The weighted average was 79.60. That was up 17 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from 55.36 to 64.10. The weighted average was 61.92. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 23,782. The base price range was 73 even to 86.49. The weighted average, 83.49. That was up $1.30 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from 53.91 to 64 even. The weighted average was 63.65.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In a moment, we'll take a look at overnight trade in Chicago. We'll also get a pre-opening call from the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing. First, we get a look at our growing areas weather, and here to do that is AM 580 meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tom. Unfortunately, we got more rain moving into the parts of the Midwest, southern Midwest, especially in southern Illinois and southern Indiana. Rain beginning to break out across southern Illinois and southern Indiana right now, and rain will push into central areas later this afternoon. It will be light, though, especially across central sections. Southern areas may pick another quarter to three-quarters of an inch across southern Illinois and Indiana, which will keep field work at bay for a while. They've been really wet this spring, and that will continue down across southern sections of Illinois and Indiana. Northern areas won't pick up any rain today, so they'll have opportunities to get back in the field here shortly. In the U.S. Midwest, rain fell in about half of the eastern Corn Belt yesterday. Amounts were pretty light, a tenth to two-tenths of an inch, with local amounts up to three-tenths of an inch from eastern Indiana and Michigan into Ohio, were anywhere from 3/10 to 5/10 an inch in northern Kentucky. A few light showers occurred in the western Corn Belt. High temperatures were in the 60s with some upper 50s in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Low this mornings were as cold as upper 30s across northern Indiana and portions of the upper Midwest. The best field working conditions will occur over the next coming week from Kansas and much of Missouri through southwestern Iowa and Nebraska to North Dakota, where the least amount of rain and warmest temperatures are anticipated. Showers will occur frequently from Minnesota, Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, and Michigan to Kentucky and Ohio, causing some delay in field work. However, most of the rain that occurs will be of light intensity, limiting the amount of time farmers cannot access their fields. Some field work should be anticipated. Temperatures will be the coolest in the northeastern Corn Belt, where the poorest drying conditions are anticipated. The second week of the two-week outlook may produce some additional rain events, but field work will advance around them due to somewhat warmer temperatures moving back in the region again after a short-term bout of cooling late next week and the following weekend. High temperatures today will be cool in the 60s with a few upper 50s in the northeast and a few lower 70s across the west. Highs Friday through Wednesday of next week will be often in the 60s and 70s northeast and in the 70s and 80s in the southwest. Highs in the 50s in the Great Lakes regions Sunday and Monday. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, showers and thunderstorms brought rain to the southern 65% of the Delta Wednesday, with rain extending eastward in northern Alabama. Rainfall was greatest in Louisiana and southwestern Mississippi, when anywhere from 6/10 of an inch to almost 2 inches were reported. Rainfall amounts were anywhere from 1/10 to 4/10 of an inch. Rain continued in the region early this morning, and extremely heavy rain from across portions of pretty much entire state of Louisiana and Mississippi this morning, and that rain will continue eastward into the southeastern states of Georgia and Alabama later in today. Rain will exit the Delta today while expanding across southeastern states, like I mentioned Friday. Most locations, the Delta and southeastern states, will need a few days of mostly dry weather before field work can resume. And if those few days of dry weather will occur this weekend into the day on Monday. Periodic rain events will occur in the remainder of the two-week outlook, but the resulting rainfall will be too light to cause significant planting delays. And in Brazil, no significant rain fell in Brazil grain, oilseed, and cotton areas Wednesday. Weather conditions over the next few days will not change all that much. Net drying is most likely, though a few showers will pop up infrequently. Rio Grande do Sul will receive rain late Sunday and Monday with some lingering showers Tuesday. Rainfall might be sufficient to slow or stop field work for a little while. Went up to a quarter to three-quarters inches of rain might fall. Some showers will reach as far north as southern Paraná during mid-late next week, and dry weather will occur late next week and the following weekend with the next best chance of rain developing in the week of May 26th, which is Memorial Day weekend. In Argentina, some showers will develop in southern and eastern Argentina this weekend and continue into next week on a periodic basis, especially in the south. Most of the rain will not be great enough to seriously delay summer grain oilseed harvesting. The moisture will be welcome for future wheat planting. And that's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
All right, thanks, Scott. Let's take a look at the overnight trading in Kansas City. The July wheat contract opened overnight at 8.10¾, down a quarter. Last traded down 2¼ cents. Minneapolis spring wheat opened overnight at 10.38, unchanged. Last traded down one. On the Chicago Board of Trade, the July wheat contract opened at 7.64¾, up 3/4. Last traded down 3¾. September, 7.80, up 1¾. Last trade down 1¼. December, $8 even, up 0.75. Last traded down 3¼ cents. And July of next year, 8.21, down 2. Last trade down 4¼. The July corn contract in Chicago opened at 5.96¼, unchanged. Last trade down 2¾. September, 6.08¼, unchanged. Last trade down 3¼. December, 6.20½, unchanged. Last trade down 3¼. March corn at 6.32½, down a quarter. Last trade down 6¼ cents. The May, 6.40½, down 1. Last trade down 4½. July corn for next year, 6.48, down a half penny. Last trade down 2½. July soybeans, the nearby contract opened overnight at 13.79, down a half cent. Last trade down 11¾. August, 13.70¼, down 6¼. Last traded down 10¾. November beans, 13.35, up 2. Last trade down 8½. January, 13.46¼, up a quarter. Last trade down 13. And March of next year, 13.55 on the open, down a quarter. Last trade down 9½. In the products, July meal opened at 352.40, up 70. Last trade down 3 even. August at 348.70, down 250. Last trade down 120. July bean oil, 61.55, up a nickel. Last trade down 26. And August, 61.40, down 42 on the open. Last traded down 50. Joining us now for a pre-opening call, and I messed up on my days here. It's actually Thursday, and Ellen Dearden joins us from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Tom.
We've got down market overnight in corn, and what's pushing that market lower today after a lot of increases over the past few weeks?
Well, we're really kind of in a consolidation type of a phase. We had export bookings come out this morning, and they weren't all that supportive. They were better than a week ago, but not that supportive. We'll be down 2 to 4 cents in the corn this morning at the open. Wheat, likewise, will probably be down a similar amount.
Is that pretty much following corn, or are there some other indicators?
I think wheat is been the leader driving corn down. I think it's kind of the flip side. On the bean side, Tom, exports were modestly better than a week ago. Last week, of course, was the marketing year low for exports. We saw a little pickup there with China buying. We'll be down 8 to as much as 10 or 12 cents, though, on the open on beans.
As far as the lower corn market, there's also observations that there may be better seeding weather coming up?
Yeah, we keep saying that. It's always about 1 week out, and it appears to me
it's been 1 week out for a while.
Yeah, that we're still in the phase, in that active phase, where we're going to get rain about every 3 or 4 days.
What are some other factors in the soybean market right now, besides the technical picture, I guess?
The big factor is that Argentina just isn't shipping anything, and folks thought that all that business would come to the U.S., and it's not come to the U.S. in as large a factor as folks were thinking.
Will be a lot of trading going on today?
I expect that it will be modestly active. I don't think it's going to be super active, and I don't look for a lot of volatility, a lot of big jumpiness in the market.
All right. Once again, your calls for today?
Be down 2 to 4 in both the corn and the wheat. Soybeans down 8, maybe as much as 12.
Anything else to add today?
The meat markets are going to be mixed. They may be a little bit more on the volatile side.
All right. Thanks, Ellen. Ellen Dearden is with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Taking a look at a couple of the outside markets that have opened, the crude oil contract for June keeps going up. It's at $126.50 a barrel, up $2.28. The CRB index is up $193 at $423.93. The U.S. dollar at $73.18, down $22. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average off about 5 points right now. At 12,894, the NASDAQ up 5 at 2502, and the S&P 500 index is up 1 at 1410. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. The opening market report with Dave Dickey comes up at 949. It's 9 o'clock Central Time.